can you tell me a bit about what your award-winning entry was this year?
Yes, management of occupational road risk came up in committee meeting as a big issue, and not enough employers were taking enough care and diligence in respect of primarily people that are out on the road, probably in service work and that sort of thing, or salesmen, and once they're off the premises, it's almost as if that they were they're not responsible for them. So we set about identifying all the known hazards and working on that to the point where, now how do we present this in a way that employers would be attracted to come and learn about it. One of the best things we did was to involve the outside agencies such as the Institute of Advanced Motorists and Rosper, people that had got a real grip of the topic and were working daily and on the subject. So we took advantage of that to build them in. And we had like advice stands that people, delegates could go and talk to them. And having listened to their presentations of what is the good practice, go and find out the detail.
What were some of the bits of advice that came from the event as to, you know, how businesses can better kind of cater for the needs of their employees who are out on the roads a lot?
Okay. Probably one of the things that really came to the fore was the technical advances that vehicle makers were building in, but then there was a contra argument to, okay, so how much do you trust these devices to actually take care of you? And that came out strongly, and for me and a lot of the delegates made an issue of that. And the other one was this business I've mentioned of people out of sight, out of mind. And really, that has not to be, it can't be the case. And the issue of travelling to work, when are you at work? They'll perhaps travel from home, they might go to a remote part of the country, and only recently is a legislation coming forward that makes it compulsory for companies to say no, they are at work when they leave their home and make their first stop. Their place of work, which might be their first call.
What made you think of putting it forward for the award?
Well, looking at statistics, the shocking numbers were amazing. And one of the criteria that we use when we're deciding on a topic, what are the big issues and how many people are suffering because of the risks they take at work. So that I think was the prime driver. And it was fairly topical. We always keep an eye on what's changing in legislation and what is current in the latest thinking in the health and safety circles.
This is the fourth year that IOSHA has done the award. Have you always entered?
We entered right from the beginning and tried every year. And last year we made the step to highly commended, which gave us yet more encouragement. Will we make it on our subsequent try? Again, we will just give it our best shot. I think one of the key issues also is that I encourage it to be totally a team effort, and they all have the chance to contribute in the makeup of the day. And I also encourage them all to take a part in the day.
How do you feel to have won? And have you fed the news back to the district?
Yes, I gleefully jumped on the internet this morning with a picture that was taken at the table. And I honestly, when I looked at the other submissions, I thought how good they were. The amount of work that's going on around the country and the sort of the efforts going into all this, in how they engage with their members, how they outreach out to the wider world of work, is incredible.
Will you be back in 2016, do you think?
No doubt. Our team are so motivated that they certainly will be having a go.